This is MQHO. Merry Christmas, all.
KEAZKN Mobile and monitoring. Anyone, anywhere, KEAZKN Mobile and monitoring. Merry Christmas.
KEAZKN, this is KZ8JF. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, good day. Beautiful day. Although the clouds are starting to come in, the sun's still poking out. We're from Grand Rapids and just headed over to Detroit for a Christmas party. Hope your Christmas is going well.
Ah, very good. Yep, we are here in Royal Oak, Michigan, near I-75 and 14 Mile, closer to Crooks Road if you know the area. And, yeah, it's been a good day so far. It's nice seeing the sun peek out, and we're just kind of hanging out post-gift opening and heading to my sister's for dinner later this afternoon.
Oh, roger that. Yeah. We're coming up to Grange Hall Road. Looks like a ski resort or something. Yeah, they got a little chairlift up there. You might know where I'm at.
Oh, yeah. I've been out that way a time or two.
I was told it gets real slick here on the road when they're making snow. I see they got a little tower up there. Looks like a 2-meter. Well, I'm sure it's a business band up there. But you never know. Yeah, no, I'm not too familiar of the area, even though I was just out here yesterday for work, but hit Lapeer and then Detroit and then stop in Lansing. I do HVAC for commercial, and yeah, I get a lot of driving, and normally I'm doing some HF in the rig. I got a CV antenna on top and for 11 meters, but that tunes, I got it tuned up for basically 10 through 20. No good for 20, but I had made contacts, so I ended up getting a ham stick for 20 meters, and man, that's been a ton of fun.
Oh, that's cool. It would be interesting to have HF in the rig. I've got a STM-200 for UHF and VHF in the truck. I got a 7300 here at the house for HF, but I don't have an HF antenna on the house yet. I just put an entry panel up a couple months ago, so now I have a nice entry pass for coax, and I've got a J-pole on the roof, and at some point need to get an HF antenna, so usually when I'm doing HF, I just throw out a 20-meter dipole in the yard, but it's been too cold and snowy for that, but now I guess I could set it up and run it right into the house and do it from here. But yeah, usually on 20-meter myself when I'm on HF.
Yeah, that's 7300, great radio. I got the ICOM 7000 in a POTA case. I made a little China brand Pelican, and I got a picture of my QRZ, last picture on there. Pretty cool little setup, and then I added a digital side of life to it as well. I made a Raspberry Pi hotspot, and then added a touch screen to it, wrote a script for it so it powers up, and on boot goes to an admin page and logs me in so I don't have to do anything. So I could do right now I'm on the FP5DR, and I got a little mag mount through on top of the girlfriend's truck, so I can still be on the waves here, but yeah, dipole at the house, that's what I run, I got a 40-meter and a 20-meter, but yeah, some regular CD antenna works great for 10 meters, and but the only thing, you know, 20-meter, I can still hear everyone just fine, but I'm just not resonant.
Yeah, I was actually just checking out your page as you said that. That's a really cool case build you got there. Yeah, I'll have to try that with the CB. I got a bunch of CB antennas and old coax and even a couple old CBs from my Jeeping days in the early 2000s from doing trail runs and stuff, and now GMRS has kind of taken that over, and AM, if there's enough in the group that got it. But, yeah, I still have some equipment around. I'll have to try that out. It's interesting. Yeah, the FP5B, I've got one of those as well. It's a great handheld.
Yeah, I like it. Super handy, you know, just having the digital side and everything. I unlocked it until pulled that little resistor out for GMRS. So I'm WRZD322 in the Jimmer's world, but yeah, definitely try out the antennas. I got picked up two more just because it works so good. I'm going to put a switch on top of my work truck, run a three-way switch. I'm going to do I want to get a 6-meter. I do a lot of 6-meter work at the house. So I want to get a 6-meter ham stick, run the 20 up there, and then probably the CD antenna. And that kind of covers everything for me. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to get 40 meters, but they do make the ham stick kit. I think it's like $150, and you get all of them. So I'm contemplating that. Otherwise, it's like $40 just for the 6-meter. So, I mean, another $100, and you got them all.
Yeah, that sounds like the better way to go. I might have to check that out myself. $150, it's a pretty good variety of antennas to try out. You're starting to get a little noise. I must be getting a little far from the repeater, but still readable, but a little bit of cackling creeping in now. Back to you.
That was weird. There was a little bit of QRM until I went underneath the bridge, and that broke up the QRM, and now we're, I think, scot-free. Sound good on my end.
Yeah, that must have been it. You're clear again, coming back this time. So, well, hey, it's great talking to you. Have a great rest of your trip, and enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'm going to get back and see what's going on in the kitchen here, but it's been nice talking to you. KZHAF, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, roger that. Well, thanks for coming along for the ride. And 73 to you, Merry Christmas, and have a splendid day.
KFA BOT listening. Thank you. TCDB.
Flight Seaman, 25 watts, 1.3. Yeah. The stereo is good, and the VNA circuit showed it was good too. This is Kilo Charlie, nothing more problem.
WAEAP.
KF8S.
No, 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 no. What's up?
What are you doing out and about?
That's it. I'm out. And I'm about.
There's nothing open today.
Chang's Chinese Bistro, Applebee's, Red Lobster. Kinds of places open. What are you talking about?
Well, you'll have lots of loud children with you.
And CVS, CVS too. Nope, no loud kids. So, anywho, so what's going on? Open all your presents.
Yep, opened all my Amazon packages that my wife wrapped. Even the regular stuff.
Jack get his, what if Jack got his ham license, got honorary ham license for Christmas?
Oh, only if Jack wants his ham license, he knows what he needs to do.
Bribe Santa.
I don't know, even Santa Claus, I don't think, would take his money. You have to pay him in milk and cookies.
Speaking of which, I'm going right by his place right now, pretty much. Yep, I'm just passing the street right now. Hi, Jack. You listening? Ah. Let's see, I'm on my Bluetooth mic. How's this sound?
Sounds okay. You know what? I want to try that Bluetooth mic on one of your radios or give it to you to test. Remember I bought that Bluetooth mic, but it won't work on Zello.
Is that a, what is that? The one from Tid Radio?
Yes. Got to work on something. Doesn't work on, well, I haven't tried too hard, but I don't think it works on Zello. Didn't just automatically work like the other mic did, and there's no real settings. So I don't know. It might work. I know there's a code you can put in for EV switch, but I haven't played around with it. I don't know what code to put in.
Yeah, you gotta find some kind of, because it's probably emulating a Bluetooth keyboard. So you just gotta, like, find some Android app that, like,
shows you what, when you key the, you know, when you key it, what code it shows up. There's got to be something that does it. Right. With Zello, you just hit a plus sign, and you get plus, and then it says key the mic. When you do that, nothing happens. But in DV Switch, there's a thing where you can put a number in. Like default, it's like 160 or something. But yeah, I know it. That's exactly what. You're exactly right. There's got to be something that reads the code out of that, so you can punch it into this DV Switch. Yeah, this is a BTEC mic. I should try it, see if it works on my Anytone. It'd be kind of cool if I could use it for both this and that. But they all have different, like you said, different key down codes and things like that. I could have sworn there was some Android app or something. I remember, like, pushing buttons on something and reading the codes. I don't know what app it was or what program or what device. I don't remember. It was years ago. Yeah. I mean, it's a good microphone, which is just like the Enrico. It's only like $12. I can't beat that price. $12 for a Bluetooth mic. That's why I bought it. I mean, if I manually key up Zello, I mean, and then talk into the microphone mic, it's using that microphone. It's using the speaker and the mic. It's just the push-to-talk switch doesn't work. But it actually works really good. Yeah, that's why I bought it for $12. That's why I bought it. That's stupid. A little bit, you know, I don't know what the word is. Expecting it to work.
Yeah, I haven't found a good one that works on the iOS. You know, if I was to do something like that, I would just use my Android tablet. But anything on iOS, it's kind of like, so I know they make those mics that work with Zello on iOS, but it doesn't quite, there's like a delay. It doesn't work as well as what you would do on Android. There's like, you have to push to talk and then activate. It's like it wakes up the program, and then you can push to talk after that.
All righty, I'm home. I will be back in a few. WAEAP. KFAS.